Yeah, that's easy.
Just a dream come true. Everything that I wanted to happen fell in place. Yesterday when my name got called, I was very happy. My family was happy. And I'm just happy to be an Eagle.
And so you're sitting there at the sports bar and when your phone rings, were you surprised that you think it was about getting drafted?
Going into it, I had an idea of when I was going to get drafted. It was a surprise to me when they called me. I was very happy when they called me and told me that they were going to be drafting me. And I just want to be a part of something special, and I know they have something special in this organization, and I just want to be a part of it.
Marcus, can you tell us a little bit how you went from quarterback to defensive end and outside linebacker?
Well, when I got to Louisville, I played quarterback. There were two seniors in front of me. I wasn't getting a lot of reps, throwing some balls in the dirt. Coach Strong came up to me and asked that I want to play on his defense, and I just told him I'll do whatever it takes to get on the field. And we had a two-a-day that day, so the second practice, he let me play defense. I was playing Sam linebacker then. So the rest is history. I stayed on the defensive side of the ball. Then going into the spring, we had a lot of defensive ends hurt going into the spring, so they moved me to defensive end. So I was playing five technique my sophomore year. And then it just kept moving up the years, like my junior year and my senior year. And they started moving me around and standing me up a lot more when I got more comfortable with the defense.
Has ever before that?
No, I haven't played defense since Pop Warner. I always played quarterback. Quarterback has always been my thing. But I'm so happy that I play outside linebacker now. I have the opportunity to rush the passer and be able to get to the quarterback now.
Did you feel like you had the right mentality to play defense, where you got to be kind of aggressive as opposed to?
Not at first. When I came over to the outside linebacker position, I didn't have that mentality. It took me maybe a year and a half to get it because I still had the quarterback sense of humor and the way I did things. It just wasn't right for the defense. But my coaches stayed with me the whole time. They believed in me. And once I got that killer instinct, that's when I started playing really well.
To come there really thinking you were going to be a quarterback, I mean, that had been your focus all the way through. Did you, okay, I threw some balls in the dirt, now I'm going to be a defensive player? I mean, did that go easily with you, or were you resistant to it?
Well, it did go easily with me. I didn't like how I was playing quarterback at the time. I didn't like how nothing that I was doing was going right. Maybe it was time for me to do a change up anyway. The coach came to me at the right time. And I was just very, very happy that I could contribute to the team in a different way than I was, because I was just sitting on the sideline just watching, you know, the quarterbacks throw the ball. So him putting me on defense really helped me out a lot, and it made me become a better person actually too.
Is there anything about the experience of having played quarterback that you think helps you on defense?
Yeah, it helps me a lot. Playing quarterback, I kind of know what the tendencies of the quarterbacks and – I know the offensive tackles, offensive guards, centers, slide protections, everything that goes into an offense, I pretty much know it all. So I used to help the defensive line, linebackers out, even sometimes the safeties with checks and reads and stuff because it comes easy to me.
But Jeff, did Charlie talk about moving things, or was it only from that first day of camp?
Well, he actually said – to the media, well, he never told me, but he said to the media, they're going to try me out at quarterback, and if that doesn't fit, then they're going to put me at a position that he thinks fits me best. So that's what happened.
What did you have to do from a physical perspective? How much weight did you have to put on? Where did you feel like you needed to get stronger when you made that switch?
Well, when we're talking about getting stronger, I think I needed to get my legs stronger. My legs wasn't strong as they were coming into it. I had to gain a lot of weight. I was 217 when I walked in the building. I'm weighing 255 now. The highest I ever been is 265. I was playing five technique then. But they then moved me to the weak side end and then let me stand up a little bit more, and that's when I dropped down weight a little bit. And so my playing weight would be 250, 255, around that range.
You mentioned you weren't really surprised when you got the call because you had an idea of when you might go. Given that, though, when you're hearing you're probably going to be a second-round pick, probably going to be a third-round pick, what did you think of that kind of discussion and scuttlebutt, and what do you think of it now that you were picked in the first round?
When people were saying second, third round, and, I just had a good feeling that I might, go in the first. God willing, I could go in the first. I never doubted it. I was just happy that they gave me a call and that I'm playing for this organization. It wasn't really a surprise to me because, I know how good I could be, and I know that some team would want to take a chance on me, and I just want to be a part of something special.
Marcus, did you come in with Teddy Bridgewater, the same class and everything?
He was a year after me. I came in right before Teddy. Teddy came in the spring of after my freshman year.
How would you compare to him as a quarterback?
Well, that's a whole different story. He's a great quarterback. If I would have stayed at quarterback, I probably would have been behind him. That's just, that's just how I feel because he's a great individual, and I know he will do well at the Minnesota Vikings.
How do you develop a killer instinct? What went into that process?
I think in the off season when we did stuff like mat drills and we wrestling with each other and we, getting at each other and being very competitive, that's why I built it at. And I brought it to the football field. Having a killer instinct, you have to have just, everything that you do has to be very violent. That's what my coach preached all the time. And once I got that violentness about myself, then I started being a very, very violent player, and I started being successful.
So at what point during those 4 years at Louisville to becoming a draft pick seemed
realistic? Say it one more time.
At what point during those 4 years at Louisville to becoming a draft pick seemed realistic to
you? Well, after my junior year, after the Sugar Bowl, my coach talked about it. We started talking about maybe insurance that I could get for the next year just in case I got hurt and stuff like that. That's when it started all coming about. But to be honest, my whole senior year, I never even tried to look at the NFL, never tried to even think about it because I wanted to focus on my senior season, wanted to help my guys win, and I just wanted to be a team player. And I feel like if I would have thought about the NFL, then that would have been kind of disowning them and not being giving them my all.
So what was the first mock draft you looked at, or first draft rankings you looked at?
I think after my senior season, that's when I started maybe looking at it sometimes, and they had me, I guess, third to fifth round. So I just wanted to just come in and prove people that, I could play, and I really want to get under these vets and be able to learn some great things from them.
There's a portion of Eagles fans who, because you weren't projected to go where you went, are disappointed. Probably most of them haven't even seen you play. But what would you say to them as far as coming in at 26, where maybe some fans thought, oh, he's a second-round pick or a third-round pick? What message would you have for them?
I would just tell them, just sit back and just relax. I feel like I could be a great player, especially under the vets that we have this year. We have great outside linebackers here, and I just want to be able to learn under them. And I could, come in and contribute to the team. Even though I wasn't projected high, it's not all about what people project you. It's only about what the coaches and the GMs think of you. So I'll try not to let anybody down, but I just want to come in, work hard, be successful, and just help this team win.
Did you have certain NFL players that you idolized was it always a quarterback?
Well, I kind of looked up to Jarvis Jones. I grew up with Jarvis. We played basketball, AAU with each other. When I moved to that position, I always asked him stuff about how to rush the passer and how to get to the quarterback. So that would be one guy. And OC from the Falcons, I kind of looked up to him too. Because, you know, those are great pass rushers. He can also drop in the coverage. And I just look at those guys, try to pattern my game after those guys.
The fact that you had played quarterback and it shifted the defense, how valuable did you get a sense that the Eagles really valued that aspect of your background? And did you get any sense from any other teams that they thought that was a really valuable trait?
I think so. I think me playing quarterback could have played a big factor in making that pick because I think I'm a smart football player when it comes to being on the defensive side of the ball just from being on the offense. Because being on the offensive side of the ball, you have to know a lot. Being a quarterback, you have to know a lot. You have to know checks. You have to know the defense. You have to know what's going on in the ball game. That's why Teddy is so good. So that's what helped me out a lot playing defense because I feel like it was more it was slowed down and I could really help my teammates out and we can get the win.
You moved around a lot on defense at Louisville. Based on the feedback you've gotten from the coaches both during your visit and so far, do you think that's going to continue at the NFL level?
Yeah, I think so. I think the pick when they brought me in, I think we Louisville and the Eagles, we run some of the similar stuff on defense. So I think they might use me in the same way.
They have a Jack outside linebacker, Jack of all trades, more of a predator. Did
right.
they talk to you anything about which one they see you more ideally playing?
They kind of taught me both when I came up here on the visit. So I could be either one. I want to be flexible and be able to do anything. You got to know the whole defense. So I could be either one.
Marcus, what would you say is the number one strength of your game and also what you want to improve on the most?
I feel like the number one strength of my game is the pass rush. What I want to improve on the most is just setting a firmer edge on the run game because you have to be able to get through first and second down before you can rush the passer. So I want to be that player that I could be an every down player that can help the team win and just try to get my pass rush better and try to get my hands on better.
Players yet? Talk to them.
No, I haven't met any players yet. I can't wait to meet them though.
That Sugar Bowl performance and sacking Driscoll on the 2-point conversion. What do you think that did for your career?
I'm not sure. I really don't know what it did for my career. After that, I was just playing the game and just playing with a lot of aggression and a lot of enthusiasm. I was just having fun out there playing with my teammates. Like I said before, NFL, it didn't really cross my mind till after the senior year. I didn't want to talk about it. I didn't want anybody to talk to me about the NFL. So I think me doing that kind of helped me be focused.
What was your mentality?
Well, just my coaches, them talking to me, being on the football field, them getting in my butt, just – if I'm doing something soft, they tell me, and I respond to the coaching really well. So when they tell me to do something, it doesn't take me that long to respond back and do it. So just them talking to me and telling me what I have to do in order to be a good player, that's what I did.
How long do you think it'll take before you become a contributor or a three-down player? I mean, how do you see it playing out in your mind?
I'm not sure how long it will take. I just know that I'm going to come in, I'm going to work hard, and the vets that are over me, I just want to come in and learn under them. And I think that once I learn from them and be able to play in the game, that's when my game will probably up because those guys, being around those guys will help me a lot.
Okay. Thanks, Mark. Appreciate
Thanks.
It.